It is finished. Now I know it to be true. The darkness of this world that would overcome this king, this savior dead and nailed to a cross. Suffering and pain, brokenness and shame, and now my fears, they've all come true. There were hundreds of prophecies. The Messiah lives. He's come to save us from our sins. Our Savior, King of Kings, this man, the Son of God, is dead now. The darkness is victorious over all. Believe me when I say that Jesus is defeated. Death is alive and well. Now the Savior that walked among us is laid to rest in a tomb. The final answer, the Word of God is not here. Why do I still search? The Savior is no more. The stone shut him in. It has been 3 days. It is finished until now. It is finished. It has been 3 days. The stone shuts him in no more. Why do I still search? The Savior is not here. The Word of God is the final answer. Laid to rest in a tomb, now the Savior that walked among us is alive and well. Death is defeated. Believe me when I say that Jesus is victorious over all. The darkness is dead now. This man, the Son of God, is King of Kings, our Savior. He's come to save us from our sins. The Messiah lives. There were hundreds of prophecies. They've all come true. And now my fears, brokenness and shame, suffering and pain is dead and nailed to a cross. This King, this Savior that would overcome the darkness of this world, now I know it to be true. It is finished.
Thank you, Father. It is finished. That means it's already done. There is no more that we could do. God has already been through it, solved everything. It is finished. Amen. So we're just going to thank him for everything that he's done. And give him the praise and give him the glory. Amen. Thank you, Father. So with that said, I just pray for each and every one of you this day and thank the Father that he has blessed all of you to be here. And that through him, we have life, and we have it more abundantly. So thank him for it. Be happy, be glad each and every day. But this is where we have to learn God. We have to get in the Bible and learn his personality, his ways, okay? And then as we pray, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all things. Don't let it bother you. Just stay focused and let God lead you. Don't give in. Don't give up. I mean, I know the world is coming at you and the devil is gaining more ground every day. That means he's got more people on his side, more people, because in the end, he's trying to build an army for the battle of Armageddon, and those who he can convince to continue to do evil, and those that feel like they've done so much that God is not going to accept them back, okay? Then he can convert them into his army. And we need to understand that there's nothing that you could do that God will not accept you back unless Now, you don't want to curse the Holy Spirit. And number two, you don't want to take that mark of the beast. Those two things will keep you out of it. So I'm telling you, for your own good, don't do them. Don't do them. Even if they're trying to take you out, stay with him. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We are so happy to have you here. Our prayer is that you leave today filled with God's word and inspired by the knowledge of the calling he has on your life. As always, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Be blessed and enjoy this message from Elder Rick H. Carter.
Thank you for that welcome this morning, Sister Caprice. Now, I want to let you all know that there is so much going on. And I know that the things that are going on have raised up all the prices in this country. But be inspired and stay on point. Watch what you're doing. Perfect what you're doing. Live and not die. Don't let things, get out of hand. Put your budget in order. Don't go out and do a lot of frivolous spending unless you got the funds to do so, okay? And take your time. Keep your eyes open. Stay prayed up every day, all day. Stay with him. That is your guide. Amen. So, what I want to let you all know right now at this point, you are welcome, welcome, welcome in this space that we call worship. Amen. And get ready for it. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I just want to pray for everybody in an altar prayer. I just want to thank you for all being children of the Most High God and knowing that you made the right choice. Let him be with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we pray for each and every one of their families. We pray that you cover them in the blood of the Lamb, that you order their steps, and you give them the strength to climb this morning, Lord, that each and every day as they wake up and acknowledge you, that the Holy Spirit, they invite him in, Lord, to be their teacher and their guide this day, and that they submit themselves to him to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, which means it sounds like you talking to you. But Father, we thank you right now. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, for the things that we prayed about, the things that we didn't pray about, the things that we missed you on. Forgive us, Father. We repent for the things that we knew about and the things that we did not know about where we committed sins. We thank you, Lord, that you are gracious and wonderful God. You are forgiving and merciful God. And we thank you right now that every spiritual and natural need is met in thy Son, Jesus. Father, we also pray for the message today and pray that they receive it well. And Father, that you use me for your benefit and for your glory this morning as I go through this lesson, that you will explain it to them, then the Holy Spirit will be there to open their eyes up to the things that have to deal with their specific lives, because I know each and every one of us, Lord, have a different life, and we want to hear God in all of his ways. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. All right. The lesson today, oh, it's a good one. You know, I went to Texas Southern University and I played in the Ocean of Soul. And that was something that I took with me from that. But this is one of the things that caused me to reach to higher standards. The title of our message is called back in the hole. Now, God's standards and your journey to growth. Now, as I reflect back on my time as a member of the Ocean of Soul Marching Band at Texas Southern University, under Professor Benjamin J. Butler, we call him Prof. He is the director and founder of the Ocean of Soul. One memory stands out vividly in my mind. The countless hours we spent rehearsing these intricate marching routines while playing music, dancing, keeping everything in perfect alignment. This was no easy feat. We had to maintain enthusiasm while we ensuring that every step, every note, every motion of the ocean was all in sync. Now, the band had high standards, and those standards were non-negotiable. And we did it to get it right, because if we didn't get it right, we had to start all over again. Back in the hole was a statement. That means we had to go back in the hole and start all over again. Now, I can recall feeling a little frustrated sometimes when our instructor, Prof. Butler, would shout, "Back in the hole." And in those trying memories and moments, we knew it was time to start all over again. Whether it was a mistake in our formation, whether it was wrong notes being played, it didn't matter. We had to do it all over again until we got it right. And sometimes there was somebody in the band that could play good, but they had two left feet. So they kept messing up, and you have to keep your line straight. So we would have to meet them before practice and go over the routine with them over and over before practice so that they won't mess up, because if they mess up, one person messing up could send all of us back in the hole. Sometimes it was just a short section. Like he say, just do 40 yards. But other times, we had to redo the entire routine. Moments like these tested every inch of your patience. It also touched your determination. Our reference scripture today is found in Isaiah 59 and 19. We're reading from the King James today. Now it says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." This scripture speaks of the concept of a standard, that we are all called by God to live by, just as we are held to a standard when we were in the band. And I'm not telling you when I was in there, because I know a lot of you want to know what year I was in there. I'd be telling you my age. But I will tell you this. It was in the 70s, okay? And I'll leave it right there. God too has his standards for our lives, amen? And sometimes we have to go back and start all over again, just like in the Ocean of Soul band practice. They had standards, God has them too. Be made aware today that you have to come up to those standards. God is always preparing us for what is to come. We don't know. We don't know why we're having to learn this. We don't know why we're having to go through this, but God does. See, we can't see tomorrow. We can't see next week, but he does. And he knows what we're headed towards, what kind of storms are coming our way. And what he's doing is teaching us a standard, just like in our reference scripture today, a standard that the enemy cannot reach up to, because he too has to follow the word of God, which is why he tries to tempt you away from God. Now, whether it's our original spiritual walk, or it's in our careers, our personal growth, even your car has standards that you got to follow, because if you don't, guess what? It's going to stop running. It's going to break down, because you have to follow those standards. And there are times when we do stumble and fall, or we miss it. It's easy to feel discouraged and frustrated, thinking that, ooh, we wasted all of our time, or I got to give up all this progress I've already made and start all over. But just as Prof. Butler would remind us to start again, God's grace gives us an opportunity to start all over again, and also to realign ourselves to his will. Amen. And some of you may say, with his will. Same thing. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. Come on, Bible scholars, let's go. Pick your sword up now and follow me. This is how it reads. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, means he's got to start all over. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. And some of them are so wicked that if they see you, they'll make you fall again and then try to be friends with you. Say, we're in the same boat. You tell them, no, we're not. You're the reason I fell. We're not friends. I'm going to pray for you, though. No matter how many times we fall, God's mercy allows us to rise up again. Each time we get up, we're getting closer to becoming the person that God has called us to be and what he's arming us with, so that we don't fall, get hurt, get pushed aside, you know, hit the bricks the wrong way. Okay? He's trying to build a standard up inside of you. Now, these are also times when we resist starting over. You see all the disobedience going on. We don't want to go back to square one, because it makes us feel like we are failures. Others try to take shortcuts and find other ways around this process. But ultimately, somewhere, somehow, we realize that these shortcuts teaches us that this option does not lead us to where God wants us to be. Everlasting growth and not a band-aid. When we try to bypass the lessons that God has for us, we only prolong our journey. Let's go to James 1 and 4. Amen. Come on, Bible scholars. Stay with me. Now, James 1 and 4 tells us, but let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. God knows that we need to go through the process, no matter how hard it is, to be made complete in Him. And He's talking about you. He's trying to save you. He's trying to help you, lead you, and guide you into all righteousness, because when some things hit you, you forget all about righteousness. You roll your sleeves up, ball your fist up, and you're ready to fight. And I'm not talking about physical either. You forget all about being a Christian. And you tell them sometime, don't make me go back to before I came in to God. Okay? What you trying to tell them? Well, I don't want to answer that. You answer it. I'm going to leave that right there on the field. Sometimes all we need to focus on is the first few steps, because we're worried about the whole journey right now. Or, as we say in the band, the first 40 yards. When the job at hand has you stressed out, looking all the way to the end before you begin, we don't always have to look at the entire journey at one time. Amen? Sometimes we need to take it easy and take one step at a time, trusting that each step we are moving closer to our goals. That's right. Amen. That's where God wants us, on the pathway. Let's go to Psalms 119, 105. Come on, Bible scholars. And this is how it reads. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet, or my feet, and a light unto my path. God's word is our guide, providing light one step at a time. Now, this is the conclusion to this lesson. It's not a long one, but I want you to know that it has impact, and I want you to feel it. The journey of faith, like the marching in the band, requires discipline, focus, and a commitment to excellence. There will be times when we miss it, when we feel like we've failed and need a reset to start over. But remember, the standards that God has set for us are not meant to hinder us. They are meant to help us, you know, encourage us, strengthen us. They are there to help us grow and prosper in the word and become more Christ-like. Just as the band had its standards, God has His. And when we fail to meet them, He is always there saying, back in the hole, give us a chance to start again. Thank you, Father, for that chance. As we walk this path, we are reminded not to be discouraged or to take the journey again, but embrace it as an opportunity for growth and development, and learn so that you don't have to go back again. Pay attention, focus, because if you don't like going back, don't miss it. Don't get off course. Don't walk the other way. Don't let Him entice you to try something different. Philippians 3:13-14 reminds us, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That means I don't have it all and I don't know it all. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So God is calling you. He's reaching out for you to walk up to his standards of the high calling. You know, we got standards. I mean, you know, say for instance, you at a block party and you start dancing and shaking it, and somebody that's always doing something wrong walks up to you, looks at you up and down and say, I thought you was a Christian. You know, I didn't think Christian danced like that. But he's used to your high standards. And whether you know it or not, people that may not acknowledge you or acknowledge your standards will go to the other side of town or get in trouble somewhere and remember you as the example. They will remember how you did things or begin to ask themselves, now what would they do in this situation? And they'll be reaching for your high standards, because then you become fruitful. See, because what you're doing is reaching out and feeding others. Now, what else does going back in the hole and starting over again do for us? Let's go to Psalms 1:1. Come on, Bible scholars, keep up now. Psalms 1:1 reads, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, because you've been trained to not walk where the ungodly walk and do what the ungodly do, nor stand in the way of sinners, which means you don't do what the sinners do, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And scorn is just talking about people and beating people down and laughing at them, laughing at their situations while they down. But this is what it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And that's what he's telling you when he's telling you, go back in the hole and delight yourself in the law of the Lord and meditate on my word day and night and get it all in you. And then this is what it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So he's going to plant you in the right place, okay? And you're going to grow fruit, which means you're going to be fruitful in life. You're going to grow and prosper. And it says that you'll bring fruit in your season. And whatever you do or put your hands to shall prosper. It also says that your leaf will not wither. So you're not going to have all that bad stuff coming to you. You're going to continue to grow and prosper. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20, my last scripture for today. Ephesians 3:20. And it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Well, now that brings up a standard. See, this is why he's teaching you, because he said, according to the power that worketh in us, not in him. So his power got to be working in you. And the level of the power that's working in you determines the level that you go through or go to. Okay? Because he can only release what you can handle. Amen. Verse 21 says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That means eternal life, world without end. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Okay, listen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, I pray that this word touched them and that they heard your word today, Father, that they felt the message that you were trying to show them, that we need to keep our standards with God according to the word, that we need to keep trying to reach that high calling, not try to reach it, reach that high calling and stand firm in your faith, that glory will reach you, the one that God has planned for you. For it is finished. God has already done it all, and we need to pray to him to find out where it is. What do we do? How do we do it? Thank you, Father, for this day, for this time. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen and amen again. Amen. I hope y'all enjoyed that message. I hope y'all know that God is with you. Amen. Now, for those that want to give, give. Give to the ministry. Give to God's kingdom. And help us to spread the gospel even further. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we worship you. Amen. Now, those that want to give, it will be up on the screen in a minute. And those that have the app, there is a place that you can give if you have credit cards and debit cards. Our app can be found in the App Store or the Google Play Store under Rick H. Carter Ministries, Inc. Download it and you can donate through there. Amen. Have a great day. Have a great week. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen.
Joy that I have, give it, the world can't take it away, take it away.